You never did make homemade cottage cheese?
No. I got my granddaughter sent me a case of Dutch cheese from...
From Europe?
Yeah.
That must have been good.
Well, thank you. Just to have a piece, the recent piece, the post office lady. I give a lot of people. I couldn't use all of it because I put it in the deep freezer.
Sure.
Wrapped it up and cut it up and wrapped it up.
Sure.
Good cheese. Good cheese.
I bet it was. Okay, when you milk, what is the first thing you do after milking? You pour it through something?
Strain it.
And what kind of a sort of dessert is baked in a deep dish, and maybe it's made of apples or some kind of fruit?
Baked apples or?
Well, you put some pastry down, a dough.
Apple pie.
Okay.
Apple dumpling. Apple tart.
Okay. And if you have maybe a big bowl that you can put in the oven or a pan like this, and you put a pastry all the way across the bottom, you put a layer of fruit and then sugar and butter, and then maybe you put another layer of pastry on top.
That's old-fashioned pie.
Okay. Did you call it cobbler? No.
No.
Apple pie or peach pie?
I make apple rolls. Crazy about them.
Yeah, was that just with the fruit in the dough?
Yeah, fruit in the dough and butter and sugar and nutmeg, you know.
Okay, and did you put some kind of something, sweet sauce over there?
No, I didn't want nothing over there. Like it, butter roll, just, I browned it and cooked butter roll like folks just cook it. I see folks just cook it, cook it super like, you know, be white. My butter will be brown and crispy all the way through.
Sounds good.
It do be good. I hate Mr. Hale to come, but the first thing he won't butter roll.
Okay. And if somebody has a real good appetite, you might say, he sure likes to put away his...
food.
Okay, did you ever say vittles?
Yes, vittles, that's right.
Both of them? No.
Vittles.
Were you more likely to say food?
Yes, I said food. I didn't say that.
And with different, with puddings or whatever, would you ever serve a sweet liquid, something you'd pour over some puddings?
Yes.
What'd you call that?
I said a lemon sauce over gingerbread.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call just a little bit of food that you might eat between meals?
Snack.
Huh?
Call it a snack.
Okay. And how do you, to talk about when you have your food, you might say, every day I breakfast at 7 o'clock, I...
eat dinner at 12.
Okay. But last night I...
you didn't eat no supper. Yeah.
A what?
Last night I didn't eat no supper.
Okay. And all my life, every day I have... okay, I'm talking about taking in food, though. Like at 7 o'clock, every day I have...
eat on time.
Okay. And what do people usually drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
Okay, and do you usually say that you're going to... how do you say you're going to prepare coffee? You say, I'm going to go... some coffee, I'm going to go...
I'm going to put my pot on and put it. I like put coffee.
Okay. And what do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
And you have it in a...
glass.
Okay. And if you're talking about a glass, you might say, be careful talking to the child. Be careful, don't drop
break it.
All right. And if somebody did drop it, you say, look there, you...
yeah, I broke that glass.
All right. And if you're talking about a child that maybe is just real clumsy, you say, every time he has come here, he has...
broken the glass.
Okay. And if you are talking about water, you might say, well, a lot of it. I
drink a lot of water.
Okay.